What went wrong there with our census?
Look, and I've got to say there are still some people having trouble logging on. And the reason you're having trouble logging on is if you use a VPN, which lots of business people do, you're not going to be able to do your census online. So just ring up and request a paper version as well. And in your router, if somebody's gone in there and changed some of your internet settings as well, you won't be able to log on because the Australian census think you're coming from outside Australia, which probably, you know, sums up how badly it all happened. So we can actually tie it down to four things. So one of the hardest things you've got to do is differentiate between legitimate website requests and ones that are actually artificially generated from, like, from outside Australia. Now, what happens is they normally use what's called a geo blocker in there. IBM's actually fell over and crashed, so that didn't work for a starter. The next thing you need to guard against is what's called denial of service attacks from within Australia. And what happens is when you've got a lot of website traffic suddenly bombarding, which is what they claimed happened on the night, you've got agreements there with all the internet service providers in Australia, so you can ring up Telstra and say, look, I'm getting all of these from this particular spot. Can you stop them? That didn't happen either. So that's number two thing that went down. Number three, they actually blamed some hardware at the time, which was actually false because they blamed a Telstra router. Again, what happens, one router, you'd normally have others that would take up that slack. They didn't guard against that. So there's number three error. The last piece of the puzzle was huge website traffic, and actually appeared like the hack was occurring. We heard all the politicians come out the next day and say it was a hack from foreign things. Turns out it was a false positive in monitoring the software, and they decided to pull it all off, but they didn't realise it was a false positive. They didn't really need to pull the thing off at all. And in the end, we can go along and say, Lee, you all came home from work last Tuesday night. It was designed to take 1 million per hour.
Mm.
Probably 7 million of us logged on and all fell over.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of errors involved, wasn't it? I mean,
a lot of errors. And, you know,
we've huge traffic.
It is. And why they ever chose IBM, I don't know, because IBM have actually got a huge track record with people like the Queensland government because they actually had huge errors up there with the Queensland health system as well. So you can expect this probably to end up in court as well, but and we'll have Senate inquiries. But were you hacked? No. Is your data safe? Maybe is the answer, because they haven't been able to answer all the other questions. So you don't really know, Lee. I've got to say, is your data safe? We'll have all the politicians come out saying it is, but there's no guarantee.
So in layman's terms, it was just too much volume for what it could handle with IBM. And yeah, I guess that was the issue last week. A lot of people were wondering whether they hacked and whether the data was safe.
Yeah, spot on. It was just too many people. And, you know, will we ever know if your data was safe? We don't know that.
No.
And, you know, they cannot come out and go along and say that as well.
Yeah, and of course, our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, did come out last week and say that he would roll and IBM and all that sort of thing. So always blaming other people, though. That was the key to it all, I guess.
Should have fixed it first in the first place.
That's exactly right. All right, let's move from the senseless debacle from last week and turn our attention to Android phone safety.
There is a new piece of malware out there on Android phones, which is called QuadRooter, which is designed to affect Android phones with Qualcomm chips in them as well. So people will download from the wrong spot on there, and it will actually take control of their device. So now we can probably sum up three things you need to do to keep your Android phone safe. Now, Android is up to version 6 on their phone, so you need a phone that keeps up to date with updates. Samsung, LG phones do that. A lot of the others, like Motorola, don't. So when you don't have updates, you're not safe. Now, apply any updates that your phone gets as well. People always neglect doing this. So if Android comes up and says, hey, we've got an update to the operating system, apply it. It keeps you safe. It catches everything for your phone. Now, people are going to hate me for saying this. When you're no longer receiving updates to your phone for your operating system, Lee, time for a new one.
Mm. Time to get rid of it?
It's time to get rid of it. It's like the Windows XP of Android phones, then. It really is time to get rid of it then. So 2 to 3 years is the lifespan of smartphones.
Out with the old and in with the brand new, Richard.
Yep, and I hate to say people that, but normally you can get it under your contract. So, you know, it's a good idea just to get that thought in the back of your mind. Make sure you only download stuff from the Google Play Store if you're on Android. That will keep you safe as well.